Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Up today with Super Dave Harrington, which for those of you that have been listening on the podcast side of it and on the show side of it, you had Fresh Dave earlier in the week, you had Rerun Dave yesterday, and today you get more Fresh Dave. Good morning, sir. You've been on the show three times this week.
Say again, Mr. Bill?
You've been on the show three times this week because I reran you one day.
All right, that's cool.
Super Dave all day.
Yeah, I'll take every opportunity, man.
Yeah. So I wanted to open with this simply because I think you'll be able to identify with it. But at the same time, it's interesting, the attitudes, right? The attitudes I see. Now, Dave, I pointed something out to Dave on a video I did when Dave got me a copy of his Super Dave rig made for me, and I ordered it through the guy who made it, and he sent it to me. And I did a video about it, and somebody made a comment on it, and I shared some comments with Dave, and Dave answered one of them. Well, I did a thing on, this is called the G-Code Assaulters rig, which is a four-cell chest rig, right? And a one of those battle belt type things that we didn't have when I was in the military.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. And he was, he's the same guy that you replied to. He was quite, you know, he's out there saying, well, that's 308 rounds you're going to be carrying. Are you going to be able to carry that? It seems like it's going to be too much for you. You're going to kill yourself doing it. And I replied to him that, hey, you know, because this guy's been following my videos for years. And it's that guy, Lee. And I said, is everything okay with you? This does not sound like the you that I've seen over the course of years with the comments you've made. And he told me about, he had this really bad ankle break, and he's got screws in his ankle and a plate and all this other stuff, and he doesn't know if it's ever going to get good or better again, and he doesn't know if he's going to have to be able to walk without a cane and everything. And, you know, that's one of those collateral things that happen to us as we age. We get injuries, and it's sort of not as easy.
Slows you down.
Yeah, it slows you down. It's not as easy to recover and everything. But with everything that I've, just from the time I've known you, I think you've had one hip replaced since I've known you. You've had your ankle done. You've had your heart done. You've had a shoulder thing. Just since I've known you, just since you've been coming on the show and collaborating. Now you've got another ankle thing going on. And I have never known you to be a doomer or fatalistic about it. You just sort of, you don't like it. You don't sit back there and go, oh, well, I got another injury. But you do get out there and you just simply let the process occur and you heal up. And I'm going to presume that you adapt to whatever the new you is. How does that work out for you?
Well, I'll tell you, man, it takes a lot of energy out of me.
Yeah.
I will tell you, man, it hasn't been easy. I've learned anything out of my, when I say my immediate past, let's say the last 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Has been new levels of discipline in respect to, you know, mental toughness. Because I got beat down so hard. There was really no place else to go but up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's been a positive experience. But then again, one thing that I can absolutely say in total confidence is I have always been good at extracting the positive out of the negative.
Right.
It's just been I've always had the talent for that, I guess.
Well, and what I would say about that is, given your background, and to a certain degree my background, you have to do that if you're of the persuasion we are when it comes to the way we think about things and look at things. To do anything other than that would be sort of self-defeating, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, you might as well go ahead and suck a bullet.
Yeah,
because you're done. You know, stick a fork in your butt. You're done.
When I was recovering from the heart attack, they came to me in cardio telemetry and said, "Do you want to walk?" And I said, "You bet." So they got me up, and I was measuring my success by how many windows I could go around. And it was a circular sort of ward. So eventually I could start making a lap. And I would walk past these other doors and look at these other guys who had had sort of the same thing happen as I'd had happen.
Right.
And I could see the ones that I kind of thought were going to recover and the ones that were completely defeated. And I felt so bad. And they were looking at me like I was a miracle because I was up there walking and everything. But I was just determined that whatever I had done to myself and everything that happened, I did to myself. I was determined that whatever I had done, I was going to undo. Because like I said, I still got stuff to do. So I had to get out there. And it wasn't very comfortable. It hurt. There's nothing like taking steps and being just exhausted, right? But
right.
I did.
Funny story, man. Check this out.
Yeah.
First time I had my first back surgery, I didn't know what to expect, but I was on a pain scale. I was basically curled into a fetal position, crying like a baby. That's how much pain I was in. After the, you know, I come to in the recovery room, the doc comes in and says, come on, let's, you feel like going for a walk? I'm like, hell no, man. Excuse me. Heck no, doc. I can't imagine, being able to do that. You know, I just had surgery. And he goes, no, that's the whole point. Come on, let's go for a walk. And of course I did. And lo and behold, no, absolutely no pain. Pain gone. Miracle. And, you know, it was amazing. And that's pretty much been my experience with every surgery. I've been extremely fortunate, to have, you know, whatever several I've had, to have extremely good doctors and everything go my way. In respect to the actual, not the performance of the surgery, but the success of the surgery. And, you know, it's just constant adaptation and continue to move forward as best you can under whatever is the new you or the modified you, if, in fact, you can modify to begin with. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I kind of don't think I will. And on that note, I guess the reality of what I'm saying is the day I realize that I can, or the day I realize I have to begin modifying what I do, I will be done. I'll find something else to do.
Right. All right. Well, I just wondered about that because I sent him, I was like, listen, dude, you just got to adapt and everything. But I don't know how old he is. I only know him through comments on YouTube.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, age. I mean, I'm sure age has got some thing to do with it or could influence your mental position.
Right.
You know, and how beat up you've been or whatever. But the bottom line is, if you're going to continue with the train of thought that you presented earlier, that is a quitter's train of thought.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. We're about to get into the new gun owner thing with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Earlier this week, we started talking about the new gun owner and training and gear and all this other stuff. And we sort of barely touched the surface because it's for an instructor like yourself, you're very much you not only show the how, but you show the why and the when as well. And that gets into to a level of detail that most people might not quite appreciate until they get exposed to the other side of it, where you just don't get told nothing. So let's start off with this. As far as that, where would you start off when you're looking at somebody? And the one thing you told me is that you expect a lot from the new guys when they come to you.
Oh, absolutely, because pretty much one reason and one reason only. They're a clean slate. Now, I don't mean, you know, everybody takes that and twists it to mean, yeah, I don't have any bad habits to unlearn and whatnot. But why would you jump to that conclusion to begin with? How do you know that? How do you know what you do would be considered a bad habit by somebody else unless you hadn't already passed judgment on it yourself? You understand what I mean?
I do.
So let's take a look at that train of thought. So if you know how to pay attention to what someone says, but not just what they say or throw out there, but attach importance to the words to understand, you know, what is the actual communication from that person, it'll tell you a lot about them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But from the entry-level person, I actually expect the most out of entry-level people, because it's the entry-level person that has the most work cut out for them right up front.
Right.
There's any number of things. Now, well, let's kind of quantify, you know, what is an entry-level person. Well, to me, an entry-level person is the individual that has made the decision to purchase a firearm or to become a firearms owner. Now, bigot, they don't have to have taken any action yet in respect to purchasing or acquiring firearms, because there's several things that need to be taken into consideration first. There's actually quite a few right up front. You know, you've got to be you got to do the math on the simple fact that, you know, ownership, training, practicing, rehearsals, all of it, even just simply being around firearms is inherently dangerous.
Right.
And it's risk versus gain. You know, if you're going, you got to do the math on that. And that's a choice. That's a decision point. It's, you know, people can be seriously injured or killed, doing firearm stuff, even just hanging around them. So that's a decision point right up front. You don't even have to have bought one to understand that. Now, dig this. Are you of legal age? Can you legally own firearms, purchase them, go through that process? That's on the individual as well. Based on, you know, having access to all the information sources that we do today, if the individual has an idea of what it is they want to do and how they want to do it, they have all the information in the world pretty much at their fingertips to do the homework on what type of firearm or kind of firearm, right down to the specific firearm that they're interested in purchasing and how much it costs and all that. And they can do all the math on firearms all they want. Now, kit and equipment, same thing. Who's who, what's what, that type of stuff. And actually, I've known plenty of entry-level individuals that were financially well off and had tons of money to throw at the, you know, the financial aspects, because it's not inexpensive to get into firearms in the first place.
Right.
But I've had guys, you know, be able to buy all the right stuff, But that's not what makes or breaks you. You know, it's what you know, it's what you understand, and it's what you have the confidence in being able to apply mentally and physically that gets you through a violent confrontation. So therefore, you know, the way I just wrapped that up between, you know, being an entry-level person to surviving a violent confrontation was super compressed. There's a lot of moving parts, but with the entry-level person, again, coming back to that point of interest of expecting the most out of entry-level people is it is on them to bring themselves up to speed as much as they can, because it does several things. One, it shows their motivation. It shows their interest. It shows whether or not they have the self-discipline to do the right thing at the right time, every time, in respect to being prepared. And these are all aspects of things that you need to have or be able to do out of respect for the firearms environment. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Because you're not only basically pulling security for yourself in that quest to, from being an entry-level person to getting switched on, to being able to really, you know, once you get switched on, and what I mean by that is when you get to the point where you can start bringing everything together with the necessary level of mental and physical awareness to pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing it 100% of the time in line with everything that is taking place within your immediate circumstances and surroundings, you're good. Then the work begins.
Hang on right there.
And you can really start accomplishing some work.
There you go. Hold on right there. Going to still talking about this. Training for the new guy, for the new gun owner, getting out there and training with somebody like Super Dave Harrington. Because when you go train with him, he expects you to prosper and flourish. You can find Super Dave on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. He's out there on that. And you can keep up with what's coming up at Combat Speed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He is. We're talking about the new guy, the new gun owner coming in and training and trying to take that next step. How important for a person coming in to training with guns, and how would you? Are we characterizing this as training to be a gunfighter? What are we training for self defense with a gun? What are we calling this?
That depends on the individual and what their purpose is, what their reason, what's their reasoning for purchasing firearms or owning firearms in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because surprisingly, I mean, not everybody has firearms for personal defense. I know that sounds wacky, but, you know, I know guys in the competitive shooting sports that treat their guns and gun gear, their gun bags, like their golf bags.
Right.
You know, it's just their, it's just the way they do it. Now, granted, they'll burn you down with their golf gun, but, it's, you know, they don't, it's free country, you know. They choose, if they feel in their immediate environment, it's not necessary for them to carry a firearm, good on them. You know, it's probably a pretty safe and secure environment. I don't have that luxury.
So, with yourself, when you carry it, do you look at yourself as a defender or a gunfighter? Because I look at myself as a gunfighter.
Well, I wouldn't be so quick to classify yourself like that, man.
Well, it isn't.
Because actually,
yeah,
it's going to be fluid, man. It's going to change from time to time. You know what I mean?
I do.
Because what are the circumstances? There may be times where I would choose to be a gunfighter and immediately go into doing gunfighter stuff.
Right.
whereas I would, you know, under a different set of circumstances, would choose to hang back and try to do defender stuff, you know, kind of wait and see what happens,
right?
Kind of stuff until I need to go hot, you know. I don't know, man. How do you? That's actually a difficult question to answer, you know, cleanly.
Right. Well, I understand. I understand that sentiment. And I'll tell you why I do that, because the likelihood of me being in a gunfight is not very high. Would you agree with that?
I don't know, man. Nobody has a crystal ball, man. Sure. I'm going to have to fall back on my crystal ball statement.
Okay.
Nobody has a crystal ball. Look, even in football, man, some coach said the best defense is a good offense.
Right.
And it's known in the, you know, in the fighting realm, you know, whoever hits first generally wins.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, the reason I put it in those terms is I look at it in the same way as martial arts. Martial arts, when you're training in martial arts, like throwing a head kick, nobody's going to throw a head kick in a real fight. Not unless you don't, you know, not unless you are prepared to, you figured out what to do if you get dumped on your back when you throw it. And
right. Would you mind if I interrupt you and throw you a bone? Or interrupt you so I can throw you a bone?
Well, sure.
Check this out. Well, I've been listening to you. I've been thinking about what you said. And I guess having thought about your question or your statement a little more.
Yeah.
I could just say yes to your question. I guess once I make the decision to be a gunfighter, yeah, I do gunfighter stuff.
Right.
So I guess yes.
Well, I think with a gunfighter, we have somebody that has tactics and is trained with tactics, is trained and thought, and the inner game, the inner art that goes along with the how, the why, the when, all that other stuff. And, you know, like fighting somebody where you have to shoot and move. That's a right. Gunfighter. Now, somebody just carries a gun, and if somebody comes up, give me your wallet, and they have to pull their weapon out to stop them, and they don't have those tactics behind them. They're purely a self-defense animal. That doesn't mean they can't use tactics, but they're not doing that. And what I liken this to...
Yeah, but here's one thing I'd like to say about that, man, what you're getting at. I understand from a training standpoint, but I don't want people to get confused, especially the entry-level dudes that may be listening to this, or the entry-level people that may be listening, don't get the impression that, you know, you can't rely on your instincts, you know, your natural ability to figure things out.
Right.
You know, don't doubt yourself. Just because you haven't been to any formal training doesn't mean you can't do things. You know what I mean? On a, what's the word I'm looking for, Bill? Instinctual level?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On a natural level, yeah.
Yeah. Read the problem and solve it.
Right.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. Sorry, dude. I just wanted to capture that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing, and to your point, about 8,219 times a day, based on the CDC, people naturally do that, 8,219 times a day, just based on a mathematical equation of 3 million defensive gun uses per year. So, I would have to imagine that most of them are not a Super Dave student, because I think a Super Dave student, we know that 82% of the time people have to, they don't have to pull the trigger.
Hey, wow, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. How many times? 800 what?
8,219 times a day people use a gun to stop a crime.
Wow.
According
you know, and it's sad they don't make that common knowledge.
Well, like I was saying, 82% of the time they just present the weapon and the guy runs away. Or the girl. Whoever's committing the crime, they run.
Yeah, but still, what would have happened had they not had the firearm and present in the first place.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, you know, that means that 3 million times a year, if they're preventing crime, that stops 3 million crimes.
Right.
Rapes, murders, assaults, robberies, stops 3 million of all of those combined and everything else. So,
right.
But to your point, that does happen naturally. A lot of people are just doing instinctive stuff. They haven't trained with you. And, you know, one thing that Yeager used to say that I found very insightful, he said, gunfighters don't get in gunfights because they're looking for trouble. Not like we're going out there and saying, well, I hope I get to shoot somebody today. We're walking around there, and we're not walking with our heads in our phones. We're paying attention to what's going on. We see what's going on. We're looking down the street. If we're walking on the street, we're not just looking down the ground. We're looking. We're watching out. And for that reason, that's why you never see somebody that tried to hold somebody up that got shot 12 times by a guy that is really well-trained and knows how to get on the trigger really fast and accurately.
Right.
And to that end. But I think the reason I say gunfighter, and, well, you know what, I'm about to, but we'll get to the martial arts metaphor in just a second. But we're about to run out of time again. But for those of you interested in training with Super Dave, the first thing you need to do is go to Facebook, look for S Dave Harrington. Send him a friend request and watch and see what he's got going on. And when Combat Speed LLC, on a daily basis, he's putting together things, the plans he's got, the ideas he's got. He's got a gig coming up here shortly at Tactical Response, a great training facility, great training facility. So for those of you that want to look in on that and see about that kind of thing and see what's going on with that, well, that's one way to do it. And it's the easiest way to do it. And we'll get back on this whole training thing in just a moment. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I was going to use a martial art metaphor, but I think I'll do it in another light. I think a self-defender, Dave, they're probably training for what is the likely common denominator, the likely scenario. And for that reason, they can get away with doing things in their mind now. For that reason, they can get away with carrying a micro gun or one reload or whatever. Because what they're thinking is, if somebody comes up on me and I draw the gun, they're going to run. That's the common denominator. That's the most likely scenario out there. I think a gunfighter looks at the worst possible case scenario and trains and carries based upon that versus just the likelihood that, you know, if I pull a weapon on one guy, he's going to run away. Those are the types of guys that ran to that shopping center in Nairobi, Kenya. When that attack happened there, there were guys there that were trained for that. They were in South Africa, so, you know, they were or not in South Africa, but in Africa. So they knew the kinds of things that happened there, and they were ready for that sort of a scenario. And that's where I think the difference between a gunfighter and a defender comes in. What do you think?
Right.
Decent thought pattern there?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So when you...
go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, so when you train people, and I don't know if you've ever thought of it. See, I know you think of it in these terms because when you run an S-Dave rig, you're taking, what is it, seven times 19.
Basically, just call it 240 rounds.
So you're carrying 240 rounds of handgun ammunition on you. That's prepared for the worst-case scenario, right?
If I have to break contact with everything else, yeah.
Yeah. Now, to put that in perspective, I'm sure you heard the story of this cop that was up there in Pennsylvania, and he engaged a guy with a Glock 21, the 45 ACP. Okay. And he had the standard load of three spare magazines and his gun. He shot the guy 18 times with a 45 ACP. It wasn't until the 19th round when he was running out of ammo that he hit him in the top of the head, and after that stopped him. But he now goes out with no less than 147 rounds on him every day on patrol.
Right.
Because he saw what happens when you get out there and you're playing the odds. Sometimes playing the odds is not going to work out the way you think it's going to work out.
Well, you know, it would, as far as how much reserve ammo you carry, you know, either way you look at it, if that's the amount you're carrying, if you think it's enough, you're right. That's all I can say about that.
Right.
You know? I'm not going to argue the point. There never was a point to argue in the first place. I think a lot of people missed out on that part.
Right.
You know, people can think I carry an excessive amount of reserve ammo all they want. I just know that in my mind that I'm confident that I can handle pretty much anything I need to handle stateside here with my loadout.
Right.
Period. If I need to go anywhere armed up or gunned up, wearing the S-Dave rig, that's what I am wearing.
Right.
So I'm good to go. And I'm okay with it. You know, you want to carry less for whatever reason, drive on, man. Cool. That's the thing to do.
Right.
But to a person, just like the example that you provided, anybody that's run out of ammo or come close to it pretty much sets themselves up for success to never let that happen again.
Right.
Anyway, dude, check this out. This is our last segment, right?
Yes.
Heard that? All right, dig this. I've got, I want to have the entry-level cats pull out their notebooks real quick. I want to give them a few notes, few points of interest, if you don't mind. Kind of some individual considerations and self-analysis points. Things to look at. Just focus on yourself. Are you right or left-sided? Are you some form of ambidextrous? What is your vision? Do you have good vision or do you have corrected vision? If you have corrected vision, do you have backup glasses? Do you have something to think about as you get into firearms? You may need a shooting script, and any good ophthalmologist should be able to understand what you're asking for. But you have to know what to ask them for in respect to your shooting script. So learning how to aim and do it with iron sights is going to be critically important if you have corrected vision. And it's going to make a difference whether you wear glasses or contacts. Anyway, everything's a science, right? You can break everything down.
Right.
When was your last eye exam? Are you right or left eye dominant? Are you visually cross dominant? Do you have good hearing? Hearing can affect you in a lot of different ways. Are you physically fit? How physically flexible are you? What level of physical coordination do you enjoy? You know, you would think, you know, you hear the joke about can the dude chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha. You'd be surprised. I found that to be a little more common than not. Some people just aren't physically coordinated, and they have to learn how to do it.
You might have time for one more point.
Your manual dexterity and your reflexes. How sharp are your reflexes? How quick are your reflexes? These are all things you can work on, take a look at, that are free, totally free. You don't have to pay anybody to do that.
Right. Well, keep going. You still got time.
Oh, do you? I thought you said one more, man, so I hit it. All right.
I mean,
that's all I got, man. I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Oh.
But if you're an entry-level person, above all else, do not be afraid to ask experienced people questions. And I'll reinforce the point I made on another deal. If it doesn't sound right, it's probably not right. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right. And, you know, ask somebody else. You know, get a second opinion. But learn how to pay attention to your gut or your sixth sense. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, that's pretty good.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Pretty good. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. So,
I thought we were done.
Well, I mean, you were giving a good explanation of the first one. I thought you might give the same length of explanation about the second one. That's why I was looking at the time. But I think the point to understand is if you do train to what seems excessive, that anything that you do below that, anything that you have to do below that, you're very well prepared for. So if you know, I mean, there's a whole science to carrying that much ammo, isn't there? Dave does all this stuff about administrative downloads and where he positions everything. There's a whole thing to that. But we're about to run out of time, so we will explore that another time.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
Well, I'm sorry. It's the clock, you know. Super Dave Harrington, find him on S. Dave Harrington.
You wait till we run out of time to bring that up.
Well, but it'll be there the next time we do it, Dave.
All right.
There you go. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
All right, man. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions and to Lee Williams, investigative reporter from the Second Amendment Foundation, as we do the Think, Aim, Fire segment with them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.